CliffCentral.com.
All right, well, we've got to talk crypto now. If we had spoken about this on Thursday, Friday last week, we would be sad and miserable. Even Monday, we would have been sad and miserable. And we would have been like, oh, no, we don't want to talk about Bitcoin. We don't want to talk about Ethereum. We don't want to talk about any of that shit. But today is a good day to have Chris Beamish on. Hello, Chris. What a good day. What a good day. Here we are.
Thanks for having me on. What a good day.
$44,425 a Bitcoin. And just a few days ago, we were at $35,000. I mean, it's gone up. This is amazing. So anyone who was hodling, as you guys call it, is thrilled right now. And even people who were speculating and buying just a week or two ago, thrilled, right?
Precisely. I mean, on the news that Russia was invading Ukraine, I mean, the terrible stuff that's going on there, all financial markets sold off, crypto sold off incredibly hard, and all of us were feeling quite down. But actually, oddly enough, on the day, the crypto markets actually closed up, and we've recently seen Bitcoin running as much as 15%, and Luna, which is actually the top performer last week, was running, I think it was just about 90% or so, which is actually crazy performance. Yeah.
All right, so Chris, we've got specific things to talk to you about this morning. Again, people are pleased that that you're on, but they always ask, where's Brett? Where's Sean? You know, they want to know why we keep changing it up. But you're the guy who's an investment analyst at Revix.com. That's your actual job title, right? So let's just talk.
One of the analysts under Brett, he's the head of investments. But Sean's, don't worry, he's not partying in Mexico where you're going to be in a few weeks. There's a lot of stuff that we've got on the go for the rest of the year. So he's just busy.
He's working. Don't worry. I know that. All right. So quickly, tell us about Luna and why is it outperforming Bitcoin at the moment? What's the story with Luna? Why is everyone excited about that?
So for your listeners that haven't heard of it yet, Luna is the native cryptocurrency on the Terra network, which is a network that's optimized for payments. And it's a similar setup to Ethereum, which is the blockchain network, and ETH, which is the asset. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Terra is the network and Luna is the asset here. And Luna's recently grown to become the seventh largest cryptocurrency and offers similar functionality to the likes of an Ethereum or a Solana, which is a smart contract capability. But what separates Luna from the rest is that it's an application-specific blockchain. And all that means is that it was designed with a specific purpose in mind, and that purpose is to transform the current payment system into a much cheaper, faster, and much more efficient one.
Okay.
Which, I mean, sounds like a pretty big task, but it's Terra's making that all possible through the creation and transfer of stablecoins, which for your listeners, easy way to understand that it's just a digital rand or a digital dollar. So what Terra does here is that it allows us to spend, trade, and transfer these stablecoins using the Terra blockchain all over the internet without the need of a government, without the need for a bank or any kind of financial intermediary. Which is actually one of the main reasons why Bitcoin and Luna, for example, specifically, have seen pretty mass adoption and crazy returns over the last week, because the Ukrainian and Russian people have really needed a financial system that's outside of the government's control. Yeah. But as to why Luna's outperformed specifically, there's the Terra Foundation Guard, which is like an organization dedicated specifically to the stability of the Terra network, recently raised $1 billion of Bitcoin to act as a reserve of these stable coins, which really boosted investor confidence in Luna and is one of the main reasons why it's rallied so hard over the last week.
Right. Okay. So, you know, a lot of people are only interested in why it's outperforming Bitcoin, but thanks for the explanation. No. I mean, it's important to know why these things go up and down. And it's not just a fad. It's not just like people have suddenly decided they like the sound of the word Luna. L-U-N-A, by the way. We've recently launched Luna on Revix, right? And you guys are actually running a promotion on Luna at the moment. So the timing is awesome. if people...
Yeah, we couldn't have launched it at a better time, I must say. I'm very happy to have it on the platform. It's a great asset, and we will try to give the best assets to our clients possible.
So where can we buy it? If we go to Revix, how does it work?
So, yeah, I mean, we were the first South African platforms to launch Luna. So if you just go out to Revix.com and create an account there, super easy and simple. And we've actually got that promotion that you mentioned running at the moment, which is zero buy-in fees. So we don't charge you anything to get access to Luna. It's a fantastic promotion at the moment.
And by the way, that's not Luno. That is a totally different thing. Luno is
that's
a wallet.
Luna, yeah.
Yeah. Luna is a cryptocurrency. So just in case people are confused, because Mash is asking that question. But Michael wants to know, don't you want to talk about Ripple? So why are people nervous to talk about Ripple at the moment? What's happened there?
So there's an ongoing lawsuit with Ripple, Ripple Labs, which is the company that created the cryptocurrency XRP. So it's a debate over whether it's a security or not, and the Security and Exchange Commission in the US is actually they're suing Ripple Labs, the company, over the kind of status of whether it is a security or not. So a lot of exchanges have pulled the asset to try and protect investors from getting into any hot water. I mean, Ripple's got great technology and has been spoken about being a potential replacement payment system for the likes of like a Ukraine or someone that their financial system's been unplugged because of the ongoing war and sanctions and everything, a whole uncertain situation, which has had a devastating effect on the Ukrainian people. I mean, people have been using, for example, like Bitcoin to donate to the people of Ukraine, and they've raised, I think it's about $20 billion plus at this point.
Wow. You see, this is, and you know, a lot of people who've been criticizing cryptocurrencies and saying, oh no, it's a place where you can fund terror and all kinds of, you know, they always find the worst possible headline. I mean, as if terrorists haven't been using US dollars for thousands of years or at least hundreds. The fact is that there are also a huge number of really good people who are now able to send money to the right places and help in a situation like the Ukraine. Let people decide. Let them be in charge of their own money. And for God's sake, the less governments are involved, the better. We've just seen what's happened to the ruble. We've seen what's happened to the Russian stock markets. Come on. You really trust government more than you trust crypto? I love it. So, okay, in a market that you can't necessarily read like a book, you need to own a diversified portfolio of the world's top cryptocurrencies, automatically staying up to date with the ever-changing market. You can do that by signing up to Revix. If you haven't done this yet, and there are still people like Golders Chick who says, what is a good amount to start investing when I've never done anything with crypto before? So maybe some advice on that. While we're going into this, you can go to Revix, but of course, Chris will give you some idea of what the right amount is. It really depends on you, right, Chris?
Precisely. I mean, with every kind of investing journey, it's very specific to the individual. But my personal advice, and I think the current advice we give everyone, is to start small. You know, always dip a toe in the water. Don't bite off more than you can chew. Just
right.
You know, just it's more about understanding than actually just diving head first in, because there's a lot of volatility in the markets and you can get chewed up. So I would keep it very small and just start learning and understanding.
Yeah, I mean, Golders Chick, I would say, you know, money that you would be prepared to play around with, but not money that you depend on for living or that your whole life savings.
Precisely.
I mean, it's really got to be up to you, as we've said. But you know what? Get in there. Get involved. Do something with it because you're missing out. And you'd be missing out on a big surge in Bitcoin at the moment, $44,000 for a Bitcoin. And really, that's a huge improvement on just a week ago. Congo Chris saying HODL gang. Was transforming the current payment system not what Bitcoin, et cetera, was for? Yes, Daniel, that is a large part of what it was for. But the idea that it's decentralized, that it doesn't require any authority from any one specific person, institution, or government, is why it's so attractive to people. And the more you see these world leaders screwing up, and the more you see how badly they've managed Corona, the situation in the Ukraine, so many other things that you can point to, the more you realize, look, I'd rather deal with a decentralized cryptocurrency than any of that. So sign up to Revix for free, verify your ID, add funds, select the bundle of your choice, at Revix.com, Revix.com. Chris Beamish, thanks very much for joining us. CliffCentral.com.